We love you. Till next time. See ya.
Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Open up the door, it's Dave.
Who?
Dave, D-A-V-E. Will you open up the goddamn
Dave?
Door? Yeah, Dave.
Dave?
Right, man, Dave. Now, will you open up the door?
Dave's not here.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Thank you.
Oh boy, and with that introduction, it's time for Acoustic Ceiling. How you doing, everybody out there? It's a beautiful, beautiful April 28th, 2018. Yes, we are live, we are here, and we love to be here. Thank you all for listening. My name is Vin Magazzini. We have a special show for you today. Perry Persoff, the British rock star, will be calling in about 20 minutes, and I'm really looking forward to that. If you want to speak to Perry, I know a lot of listeners are just chuffed to be hearing that Perry Persoff will be calling right here on WMFO. So if you want to talk to Perry, call 855-915-9636. I know the calls will be queuing up real quick. So we'll start the show in just a moment. This is WMFO Medford.
We asked kids what it took to be a dad. This is what they had to say.
A father is always present. I mean, what real father figure can you have if they're not there?
In order to be a good dad, you need to love your son. You need to put gas in your car so you don't break down in the middle of nowhere. And you need to make some breakfast. Yep.
I mean, just to maybe play like a board game with me, or to just stay home and play some video games with me. Just to do like that one little thing is what I really look forward to.
I'm not asking him to be a perfect dad, but he should try.
He's just a constant force in my life.
There's no other type of love like a dad's love, because it's not comparable to anything else.
Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
And your daddy-o's right here on WMFO. Acoustic Sailing begins.
Even better, it's free. Get passes to the carousel. fluff, and it's a long, long way from hell.
To smash through the acoustic ceiling, and it's also time to welcome to the program, without further ado, Perry Persoff. Welcome to the program, Perry.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I do. How's it going out there?
You can barely hear me.
I can hear you fine. How are you doing, Perry?
It's this bleeding phone the record company gives me. It's got one from about the previous century, and the signal's not too bright, I'm afraid.
Wow. It's I hang in there because it's a real treat to be with you. And callers, 855-915-9636, if you want to speak to the legendary Perry Persoff, as our listeners know.
I hope to be legend later on. We had this gig in Brighton. It took me longer than ever to get to the gig. I mean, it's not too far from London. I don't know what's going on.
How long did it take you, Perry? How long did it take you, Perry? Perry,
you're breaking up.
No, Perry, okay. You had a gig recently in Brighton. Was it a solo gig, or was it with your band, the legendary Magenta Olive?
It was with the band. We got the boys together again, sometimes communication's not quite right, you know. I don't know why it took so bloody long to get to Brighton. Even the weather seems very strange for England. I don't know what's going on. Maybe it's not sleep.
Well, I'm sure the folks in Brighton really enjoyed the show. Let's start off with a little bit of a history of the band, shall we?
Yes. Well, we all love jam. That was one reason we got the name.
And Magenta Olive. I mean, is it like an olive or the olive color? What was you going for there when you decided finally on a name, Magenta Olive? Because as your loyal fans know, you started out as the Sidewinders, and then you switched to the Short Back and Sides. And then for a bit of time, you were the Heartbeats, the Browbeats, the Thighbeats. And then you took a twist. You decided to go with the Silicones. Is that correct?
Yes, well, we're getting a little bit tired of the hair thing, really. Although we started to get some wonderful dealings from places in Hollywood, those hair extension stores, I'm tired of it.
Was that lucrative, or was it before? Was it before, like, hair extensions became popular?
It's all really kind of a process. You start to read the philosophers, and you have experiences in life, and you tired of the things that you were really enraptured with as far as names. And we all loved jelly in the band, and we always thought we should have a magenta sort of jelly to go with peanut butter after a very long gig. It just sort of evolved like that.
I mean, did you just sort of like have a band practice where you said, right, we're going to name the band. And so you went from the Brow Beats and the Thigh Beats to the Cyclones, and you were also known, a.k.a. the Cyclowns, and that's how the British press dubbed you that for a bit of time, the Cyclowns. And
the Cyclowns thing, yes.
Yeah.
The playing with the language thing. It's sort of like when we write our lyrics. But yeah, sometimes you could tell actually what sort of a gig we've been having by names we'd come up with for the band. Actually, it was before the real tours, but it's sort of like how the Who got their name. You know, some promoter who they were talking to said, "What's your name?" They tell them, and they said, "The Who." And it stuck. So that's sort of how we got our name in that sort of process, as I said.
And the Magenta Olives, I mean, did you consider like the MOs or the Magenta Olives? And, you know, I mean, why Magenta Olive? What about the word or the name, the two words, Magenta Olive? Why did you stick to that?
Well, everybody's got their singulars and their plurals. It's really kind of bloody boring out. I just want to shake it up a little bit, be a little different, and just do Magenta Olive, because we're all together the Magenta Olive, and sometimes we're a little bit more olive, and sometimes we're feeling a bit magenta after a long night, if you know what I mean, wink, wink.
I actually don't know what you mean, but let's move on. One of the things is people, a lot of them jumped on board right away, but it took some people a bit of time. Like, your first album, it flopped, didn't it? The Maiden album. Do you kind of regret naming your first album Spittoon?
Well, you know, it was sort of like what we were going through at a time in our lives with a lot of tobacco abuses, and it made life more helpful. So we just thought, we call ourselves Spittoon. It's sort of what we were going through, and really it's all the music that matters so much, even though it seemed like whenever we were doing interviews, interviewers would just fixate on the name. We thought, what's going on here? The name's fine, but the name's, the music's the first thing.
So
we learned as we went.
I have a review from Melody Maker. It said Spittoon ends up where you think they would have begun, and that wasn't a very positive review of the record. And the Daily Mail said, "Spittoon, I don't want to explore more."
Well, that's a bloody loss, isn't it?
Well, the next album, you went sort of in a different direction. It was called Flogging and Trance. And that sort of gained traction for you, didn't it?
I'm sorry, what was that last part?
The second album you had was Flogging and Trance. And that seemed to be that you gained a bit of traction with that.
Well, I was fascinated with both terms, really, with slogging about. And the answer is quite amazing. They're so industrious.
And then you had it was a difficult third album. You chose a very odd title. Why Can't It Rain Giraffes and Turtles? I mean, it seems like you went a bit off course with the third album.
Oh, well, we had, you know, this thing with the British band a lot.
And what happened? Are you there? Okay, we're going to take a break, but we are going to play one of their songs. This is a song that the wonderful Magenta Olive had. It was one of their hits, and kind of interesting. It was at the very beginning of their career, a bit of ska/reggae influence, and you hear the British beat all over it. I hope you enjoy. Check this out. Here's Magenta Olive.
Schönster Platz Londons, Ort politischer Demonstrationen, Treffpunkt der Popverschworenen, Herman's Hermits, Spitzenreiter britischer Hitparaden.
Just for you, yeah, yeah. You know I do. Bet your life wanna share my life with you. I do, I do. Everything is good and getting better. We got a good thing, growing stronger. Too much of your thing, such a good thing. Sweeter than sugar, sweeter than honey, yeah, yeah. Bet your life I do love you, yeah, yeah, yeah. Love me too. Yeah.
just for you. Yeah, yeah, you know I do. Bet your life wanna share my life with you. I do, I do. Monday to Monday, each day fun day. You never leave me, even one day. Too much of your thing, such a good thing. Sweeter than sugar, sweeter than honey. Yeah, yeah. Your life, I do love you, yeah, yeah, yeah. Love me too. Everything I do just for you, yeah, yeah. You know I do. Bet your life wanna share my life with you.
The song, Perry, Bet Your Life You Do, it's a bit of reggae, a bit of early beat music for you, wasn't it? Perry?
Yes.
Perry,
right.
What do you think of this song here, that early song? Can you hear it okay? I just played a tiny bit of Bet Your Life You Do. What is it?
It's got a lovely beat to it.
Yeah, and so your fans, they were all over that one, weren't they?
It's always nice to have them along for the ride, you know?
And then you went a bit on a psychedelic direction, bit kind of airy-fairy and ambient music. Can you hear in the background some of the stuff you were doing? You had, like, religious overtones. You chose for the fourth album, Walking the Water. It didn't sell, and it was controversial, wasn't it? It was... you would put water on the stage, apparently, and walk out, and some of the crowd thought that was a bit offensive.
Well, we tried to put water on the stage, and we had a difficult time chatting with a whole bunch of engineers to see if we could put it off, and we were told that it could be done, but who knew that water and the fog lights and electricity and things like that wouldn't work? Who thinks about those things? Now, why didn't anybody tell us ahead of time? Of course, things would go a little bit haywire on a night where the critics were there. It was a great idea. It was grand, but we had this wonderful influence from people like Brian Eno and Daniel Lanois, and it was a great idea. But sometimes life is for trying stuff out and finding out that they're bollocks when you're actually trying to put them together. But wonderful in the idea stage.
Okay, I think there's a caller. They're queuing up, 855-915-9636. See if you can talk to this call. Yes, you're on the air with Perry Persoff. Okay, could you repeat that? I'm sorry, one more time.
Sounds like the adults in Charlie Brown.
We'll try one more time. One more time, can you repeat your question? Okay, I think it was something to do with backstage banter. I mean... What was it, what was your life like in the theaters, especially when you achieved a certain amount of of fame? Was like, how different stages, I'm sure the backroom atmosphere was just wild. Do you want to tell us a story or two?
Oh, well, there's so many, and I don't know which ones I could tell without being sent to the authorities. But it's just that whenever possible, we do become one with our fans when we meet with them backstage. And it's, there's a book coming out shortly, which will have more details, and it's appropriately vague as far as showing who said what, so that no one gets in trouble with the authorities, if you know what I mean, and I think you do. Are you radio people, you?
So, 855-915-9636. You're a little bit reluctant to talk about the old days when we heard that you used to drink 7 pints of beer, 3 glasses of cognac, and for some odd reason, used to have one ginger ale, like a 4 ounces of ginger ale. I mean, what was that all about?
It's a bit of a balance thing, really. If I had the right kind of cognac and whiskey and bourbon with the right elements from very exclusive places, and it had to be made from certain places in castle basements, castles that were no younger than the 1450, I think it was, then they'd have a certain kick to them, and you would need to balance it off with a little bit of ginger ale, and the American ginger ale was best. To be frank, we actually planned some rules around it, because you're a slave to your art, and you have to do you are for the right performance for the material, and sometimes you needed that, and that was libation, and the ginger ale was balanced off just perfectly.
So it got you through the hard times, I'm sure, because after you performed Walking the Water, that album, your next album was Marcel and Mary. It was, and a lot of folks didn't know that it was really Magenta Olive. I mean, fans thought it was a different band, but that album disappeared without a trace, didn't it?
That's unfortunate. Well, we took a tip from our friends in Blue Oyster Cult, who occasionally took Soft White Underbelly, and we thought this is a great way to get some new material across that maybe fans would be a bit more reticent to accept or give a chance to under the Magenta Olive name. And so we went with the other name for a band, which is another sort of creativity as well.
But then you had a burst of popularity with the next record, the one called This Door Opens Both Ways. I mean, that was, it had a world beat sound. It features bongos, harmonica, and one track had just a triangle and the four of you humming.
Well, you know, it's sort of like the Stones in the late 70s. They spent a number of years touring in Europe and discovering reggae music as the most popular music in the world at the time. And they sort of brought it to the Western world. And so we brought some of our growing infatuation with worldbeat and mixed it with our sort of eclectic psychedelia metal music. And, it worked for us.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like you landed on your feet. And you're not the only one. The other band members have somehow survived. I mean, you were lead singer, lead guitarist, and on bass you had Kenny Hopwood. And what was it like playing alongside Kenny the Hop Hopwood?
Oh, it's wonderful because his name reminds me of beer. That always gets me through tough times, along with some of the other libations that you mentioned before. it's always good to get the lads together. Sometimes we have a long time between records or occasions, and some of us, Penny and I, get to dinner every few weeks usually.
Are you in touch with Roger Maddox Graham? Is he still playing rhythm guitar with you?
Occasionally, Roger and I had a few bad bits along the road. Sometimes we just needed to be a bit apart for a while, but I understand he's got a new philosophy in his life, which has calmed him down in certain ways, and when we do get together, it's rather lovely.
And Peter Sligo Fairmont, the drummer?
Oh, Peter.
Yes.
He's, you know about his drummers. Well, first of all, he survived with us for a number of years. He did not explode or anything like that. I understand he has sort of come down in various phases. He settling down soon with only three women. He's making progress, you know, out of that.
He was once associated with four women at the same time, is that what you're saying?
Oh, well, it was sometimes difficult to get to talk to him before the show and tell him, Peter, we were on in 7 minutes because he'd have about seven birds with him in the dressing room. We'd have a hard time getting him ourselves.
And was he from the Irish town of Sligo? Is that where he got his nickname, Peter Sligo Fairmont?
We all thought that for many, many years until we heard that he just was picked up off the floor of a pub in the Boston area named after Sligo. Times that he just adapted it and never told us about it. That stinker.
Perry, it's a treat to be talking to you. Any gigs lined up? Because I know you're on a tight schedule. I caught you just for a matter of, you know, moments, really, before you have to dash off. I'm sure the press people are all over you to talk to you, and they want to know about Magenta Olive. I mean, that's a constant in your life, isn't it?
Well, also, we just got up. I want to have the breakfast and then get ready for sound.
It's 4:30 in the afternoon, Perry. Perry? It's 4:30. Are you not up yet? Well, Perry, if you're still with us, we're going to listen to a song and come back after the song. Perry Persoff, Magenta Olive. Going on, Yo La Tengo. The song is called For You Too, and we have Perry again. Perry, what do you think of Yo La Tengo? Perry? Oh, did I lose you, Perry? I did. I lost Perry again. Well, maybe he'll call back. We'll be right back. Right there is For What It's Worth on WMFO, Liam Gallagher. So, Perry, are you there still?
Mate.
Perry, what do you think of Liam Gallagher?
Oh, the Oasis boys, they're sort of bloody wankers a lot of the time, unfortunately, because they got a lot of talent, it's a shame, but they everybody eventually finds out how special they really are, regardless of what their mother said when they were young sometimes. So I just have a laugh at it every now and then. Hang on a minute, mate. What? It's where? I don't bloody believe it.
What's the problem?
Just not in Brighton. It's big dead gigs in Brighton tonight, but it's not in Brighton, England. I'm in Massachusetts. I must have really been out. Oh, well, apparently the gig's close to where you are. I've always thought we were in.
Oh, gee. Oh, you better get going then. You're going to be late for the gig in Brighton.
Yeah, Brighton is the. Who knew there were two Brightons?
Hey, Perry, thank you very much for calling. It's been an absolute thrill to hear your voice, and it's been, you know, your Unreal band, Magenta Olive. I wish you well, and have a great time in Brighton.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate the chance to chat, and as long as we're close to my old pub, I might have to go have a revisit there. I don't know. Somebody will drive me home. That's what managers are for. Ha! Next time.
Let's hear it for Perry. Thanks, everybody. Thanks. Way to go, Perry. Have a wonderful one. Take care. Cheerio.
I can't breathe anymore. Why that is, I'm not sure. Got my feet on the ground. In fact, I'm flat on the floor. My direction is lost. I should pause to take stock. It's a new one on me to even dream that you're free. It's a tale without an end, but the end is there for all to see. And if the end weren't so real, coming round and round again on me, I guess it's all about my pride. I wanna be there at the kill.
Fading Away in the background is an album by David Gilmour, a track called I Can't Breathe Anymore, solo album of the great Pink Floyd guitarist David Gilmour. This is WMFO in Medford, and if you want to win Willie Nelson's latest CD called Last Man Standing, courtesy of Sony, give me a call, 855-915-9636, and the record is yours. It's Willie Nelson, Last Man Standing. I'm giving it away. And also, right now, I'm playing a song. I'm going to play three songs that I hope you enjoy. There'll be songs like, wow, I haven't heard that in a very long time, and I'm glad to hear it right now, and here's one of them. Enjoy. This is WMFO, Acoustic Ceiling. I'm Vin Magazzini, and this is music for you and yours. I'm here till 6 o'clock tonight, and I'm glad you're with me.
WMFO Medford.
Rest of
your face, maybe you will see or hear. You gotta look sharp. You gotta look sharp, 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 sharp. And you gotta handle illusions. Just keep going your way, looking over your shoulder.
Jackson would look sharp from the album Look Sharp, and he sure looks sharp in those white shoes. Remember those shoes? And remember Roxy Music with On the Radio? There's a song playing on the radio. That's from Platinum Collection. And then, of course, Invisible Sun from Ghost in the Machine by The Police. This is WMFO, and we are in Medford. We're a service of Tufts University Free Form Radio, and I'm going to play one more song, then I'll do the rundown. And I've always liked this one, and if you've never heard it before, well, maybe it's a song that will become one of your favorites. Maybe it'll be a song that you'll cherish and adore. All we have is time, and I'll be spending one more hour and 5 minutes with you approximately. And I hope you enjoy it. I hope to hear from you. 855-915-9636. And this is one of those love songs. Whether you're falling in love for the first time or falling out of love for the last.
I tried to call you yesterday. You're going somewhere every day. Vegetarians against the Klan. Every woman against every man. Never one to one. What's wrong with one to one? Just us, just me and you. Yeah.